And of course, in the South Carolina primary, Senator John Edwards is the winner. Senator John Kerry of Massachusetts is the apparent winner in Missouri, also in Delaware. Joining us now, our guest political commentators, E.J. Dionne of The Washington Post and David Brooks of The New York Times. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Good to be here.
How would you two describe, starting with E.J., Senator Kerry's success? The last hour was very much about Senator Edwards winning in South Carolina. How successful so far is John Kerry this week?
Well, this is a very good night for John Kerry. He didn't knock out John Edwards, which he might have liked to do, but he is really the one national candidate tonight. He ran a strong second in South Carolina. He's sweeping in Missouri and Delaware. He's in the fight in Oklahoma, and indications before the voting were that he was going to do well in Arizona, so that is a very strong card to play. It's hard looking at some of these exit polls to see in Missouri and Delaware, the sweep is so broad, it's hard to find any group that really voted against Kerry. I kept searching, and so voters, Democrats who earned over $100,000 a year, he only got 36%, which put him well ahead of all the other guys. Yeah. Last point on Kerry. In these exit polls, people have been asked, Democrats have been asked, would you be satisfied with John Kerry as a nominee? And he's been running 80 to 85% satisfaction rate. That's good for him. You don't sense that people are going to defect from him if he's the nominee.
So, David Brooks, does that mean that the Democrats have both a likely nominee and a likely strong nominee?
Yeah, he's Walmart. He carries everything. As EJ said, he appeals to every part of the party. He's got every product on offer. He is reliable. I'm not sure people are in love with him and would follow him to the ends of the earth. But I think they're happy and satisfied with him. He's the overwhelming favorite. If, for some chance, he stumbles over the next couple weeks, he may rue the day that he didn't take on John Edwards a little tougher in South Carolina. Lee Atwater, the old Republican consultant, used to say, you got to shoot the wounded. When someone is wounded, you got to finish them off. And Edwards was surely wounded coming out of New Hampshire, and Lee Atwater would have told John Kerry to go right to South Carolina and finish him off. And I think if he'd done that, he would have clinched the nomination already. He's still the dominant favorite. It would take a big blunder for him to falter.
When Howard Dean addressed supporters in Tacoma, Washington, he said he'd support any Democrat against George Bush, but you can't run effectively if you've taken more money from special interests over the past 15 years than any other member of the U.S. Senate. He says that's what John Kerry has done. E.J., is that going to pose problems for John Kerry in coming weeks?
You know, that kind of attack may not help Howard Dean get back into the race, but it could help tighten the race between John Edwards and John Kerry. In other words, in this race, the candidate who attacks has usually not gained ground. It's whoever is in the mix with somebody else who gains ground. That could be a problem. I think what you're going to see are some of Howard Dean's supporters, especially in the unions, at some point, if he doesn't do well anywhere for later on in the week, Washington, Michigan, I think they're going to sit down with him and say, you know, it's not really in our interest to have you out there attacking the likely Democratic nominee. It'll be an interesting conversation. I wish I could be there.
E.J. Dionne and David Brooks, thanks to both of you once again.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Melissa?